Blog Talk Radio.
Politics on the Navajo Nation. Politics on the Navajo Nation.
You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. Yate Aren Daisio Kizigi, this is Cal Nez. It's October 23rd, in case you're not fully with us here. So, Tlashihuan Nadahiso Kido, Tadashi Akid Tai Rashto, Kafi Tashi Dachtla, Kohweshi Dachtla. I would like to have more callers. I am waiting for callers to call in. I'm looking at my switchboard right now, and I'm not getting very, there's not a caller coming in. Again, this is Politics on the Navajo Nation. I'm waiting, or actually looking forward to hearing from you this evening, and last time we had Mr. Eugene Arthur call in.
Hi, Yat-A, my name is Dylan. You are listening to Internet Radio Politics on the Navajo Nation. To be our guest, call 347-989-0048.
Again, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez. We're going to catch as many people as possible this evening. Nicole, I don't stand to host it. I'll be sitting here. I'll wait until you guys call in. And probably people are anxious to find out exactly what it is that this show is about. And the Navajo Nation, we have a lot of, we should be concerned. We should be concerned about the form of government. Like the other night, I was watching a rerun of The Last of the Mohicans, and it got me thinking. And of course, that has the our old Khadane, Russell Means, was in that show. I just absolutely loved that show. It got me thinking about who we are as Navajo people. Bán tí kéistó lé chasín zárin dé kinde éro dáhod a kúda hon ítlón. Áro sí é chasín zárin híkárin dá tín hín án nishtá hullu. Áro kúrédin ní tínkle. And no matter what it is, we still have issues and things that we need to be aware of. So that's why I put together this show. I don't think that I'm a real expert at the Navajo Nation government, but it does not mean that I shouldn't have an opinion, and neither do you. You need to go in there and to be thinking about exactly what it is that concerns you about our Navajo Nation. So I'm waiting for callers. 347-989-0048. Last time again, we had Mr. Eugene Arthur call in, who was our first caller ever, and I was very happy and very pleased about that. We have the state of Utah here, and we have the Navajo Nation. We have Arizona. We have New Mexico. I was reading last night on Facebook, and it caught me by surprise to read our council delegate from Shiprock, Mr. Russell Begay. On that show, or actually on his blog, on his posting, he basically said that there's going to be a vote today. I'm curious to find out how that vote went. I guess the Navajo Nation is buying a mine. However, they put a clause in there that that basically said they are not going to, or they are going to sell the mine. However, they want to have all of the liabilities related to the Navajo Nation released or deleted. So we have about 10 minutes left, and I'm not sure how many people are listening in, and I should like to welcome each and every one of you to give us a call, 347-989-0048. I'm waiting for Key Jackson Jr. I'm waiting for Julius Elwood and hopefully some of the council delegates. I know that Elmer Begay, Russell Begay, Wade Witherspoon, several council delegates that listen to the show. So again, we have we have about 10 minutes, and I hope that everybody is listening in.
Hi, Yat'e, my name is Dylan. You are listening to Internet Radio Politics on the Navajo Nation. To be our guest, call 347-989-0048.
Welcome back. It is now 9:11. We're absolutely burning time here. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. I'm sure we have people from all over the United States or you know, since this is a internet radio, I'm sure we have listeners all the way, well, literally all over the world. So welcome, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to have you listen in. I've had many people. I actually set up a page on the on Facebook where I was inviting everybody, and I've had maybe about 150 people said that they are going to listen in. So I'll wait here, and hopefully that I can hear from you. And I appreciate the opportunity. So right now, actually, we have a couple of callers. Again, let me just give you the number. It is 347-989-0048. And I'll bring the first caller in. Please identify yourself, name, where you're calling from, and your ideas or thoughts. Hello, we have our first caller, and it looks like they're calling in from New Mexico, and hopefully this is Mr. Russell Begay. Yate?
No, this is not Russell. This is Felicia Tribune.
Oh,
I just wanted
sorry.
To say hello.
You can
go to Russell Begay.
No, Russell's not calling in. So where are you calling from?
My husband and I are calling in from Crown Point, New Mexico.
Oh, how's Crown Point today?
It's cold, but it's great. There's a lot of howlers here.
Yeah. So what's so your now who's your council delegate out there?
Our council delegate is Danny Simpson.
Danny Simpson, yeah, I know Mr. Simpson. So, and Crown Point chapter. So, is the reception coming in very clear?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's wonderful! Good. That's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what's on your mind besides saying hello, Doyate?
Yep. We just decided to say hello, my husband Mark and I. I'll get him on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, Yate, and your name is?
Mark Trebian.
Oh, Yate, Mark. So where? Where do you? You live in Crown Point, and where do you work?
At Navajo Technical University.
Oh, is that right? And what do you do there?
Yeah. I'm an IT faculty.
Oh, you're faculty, and you're originally from?
My mother raised me in Wisconsin, but she's from Alaska.
Oh, is that right? Well, that's very interesting. So you've got somebody calling in on Navajo politics, and you're originally, or actually from Wisconsin, but via Alaska. So, hey, I've been wanting since, non-Navajos. My assumption is that you're non-Navajo.
Right. I'm Tlingit.
You're right. Yeah. Oh, is that right? So you're Tlingit. So what's your thoughts or your perspective on on politics on the Navajo Nation?
I think there's a lack of communication for sure. There's things that we don't hear about that we should hear about. I like it that they've been broadcasting online, but that's not as readily available as it should be, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, you'd mentioned that the as far as communication, communication between?
Between the council and their people that they're representing. there's no, I'm not Navajo, so I don't have connection except through my wife to the reservation. I guess you would say kind of internet savvy. And what I'd like to see is to have the council business broadcast more. And also a website to put things up that they're discussing, and possibly set up forums where people could give their input into what's going on there, and also ways to easily contact their delegates.
Yeah, which I think is a very good idea. Now, so you work for, you know, as an IT person, I mean, this is right up your line. What's
right?
If we're lacking internet on the Navajo Nation, why is it that we have a faculty, or actually a department, I guess, within the over in Crown Point, which is directly on the Navajo Nation? Why couldn't they look at your service, so to speak? I mean,
well, it's good that you asked that, because there is an initiative on campus to make our services available to, especially the chapter houses. It's called Internet to the Hogan. And the whole premise behind that project is to make connectivity available to those that don't have it. And basically it would be an expansion of our network wirelessly to whoever wants to connect up to our network, and then we'd be wirelessly connected back to Albuquerque. So we have a high-speed connection that we're willing to share. And I guess it really boils down to a matter of politics, because, and not so much that, but more importantly, communication, because we have the services available. We're ready to make it available to whoever wants it, but we find that it's difficult to get that across to the local people, especially at the chapter houses. And I think that's where the council delegates would be a very valuable resource to making them understand what's available, what the council could do for them, and also what Navajo Technical University could do as far as getting connectivity out to the remote areas where it's really sorely needed.
Very interesting. I think that, you know, the right now I think the only form of communication is really is broadcast, which of course they have to pay for, from KGAK, KNDN, or KTNN. And so now we have, of course, we have telephone lines, we have cell phones, and it's pretty perplexing that we have a facility right in the middle of the Navajo Nation, which would be readily available. And so,
right.
But I appreciate you calling in. It's absolutely wonderful to hear from you, and looking forward to having you call in even more. And I appreciate it. And you're, of course, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. Thanks for calling in. I'll be waiting to hear from an update every week. And I really do want to be able to possibly have you come on as a guest and talk about some of the things, because, of course, I like to bring in also some council delegates. We only have right now about 9 minutes. So if you don't mind, do you mind if I would call you back, like, sometimes in the future?
Oh, sure. That'd be great.
Okay.
The phone number to the college is 505-786-4100. And give that a call, you get a receptionist, and then they can try to find me on campus.
Okay. All right.
If you'd like to contact me via email, it would be mtreb, as in boy, IAN, @navajotech.edu.
Okay. Wonderful.
And I respond quicker to that, so we could start the dialogue there.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, well, thanks for calling in. I'd like to get this other caller in, and we just lost one caller. Hey, call back. And again, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Okay. We have another caller, 505, it looks like, calling in from New Mexico as well. And Yate? Hello? It looks like they hung up. Hello? Hello? Again, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. I appreciate people who've called in. And it looks like we have a caller online, but is really not, whoops, yeah. Let me see if I can bring him back online. Hello? Okay, let's see. Let me try again here. The computer's playing games with me. The telephone number here is 347-989-0048. And you're listening to Cal Nez on Politics on the Navajo Nation. Yate? This is interesting. I'm not getting feedback on this particular call, the caller. I appreciate the caller who has called in. Very, very interesting subject. It looks like they're still online, though, and I appreciate it. Are you still there?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yate.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, are you the caller 728?
No.
Oh, is this
I'm calling from Windrock.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yateho, what is your this sounds like Eugene again.
Yeah, this is Eugene. I'm just listening in, and I just called in to say hello and just listening to the program.
Oh, is that right? Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I hope that the other caller is also online. Hello, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello? I know Eugene's on. There's another
caller
I'm
still here.
Yeah.
I'm still here. This is Eugene.
Yeah, I brought both of you online. But anyway, let's get to the point. Hey, Eugene, thanks for calling in again. And, of course, you're our first caller last week. What do you got this week for us?
Oh, I just staying home and applying for jobs. I'm still looking for a job. And I'm doing a lot of renovation work on my home. So that keeps me busy a lot. And of course, I have some school boys that I take care of too. So I send them to school and keep them fed and everything. So that's basically what I do during the week.
That's awesome. So in terms of politics, what's on your mind?
I wanted to go up to the council session and sit in and take a look and listen in, but I haven't got the time to do that. Maybe tomorrow, if they're still in session, I want to go up there and just sit in and see what's going on, see what they're talking about.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So they're in session, the fall session, right?
Yeah, I think it's the fall session that's going on now, so I just want to sit in and to see what's going on. So that's my plan. Maybe for tomorrow I'll go check it out.
Yeah, I've got Eugene online, and then we have another caller that I've just brought online. Yate.
Hello?
Yeah. Who's calling in?
I'm not sure if you're talking to me or someone else.
Yeah. Well, there's another caller that I just brought online. And
Hey, Cal.
Yeah,
Eugene. This is Eugene. I'll go ahead and hang up and I'll...
No. All three of us have a discussion here.
okay.
So, yeah, stay online, Eugene. We've got 505 who called in. Hello?
Yeah, I'm from Shiprock. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you very, very clear. Unfortunately, we only got about 3 minutes left to go in the show, so I'll give you the time.
Yeah, well, the Navajo Nation Council is it adjourned this evening, so they're not meeting tomorrow. And they finished their business. Yeah, and I guess we had a couple of kind of controversial issues. One was NHA board membership is how the boards are selected. And who does that? And what passed was the Navajo Nation president would select the board members, and it would be brought to Nabakiyatsky committee for final approval. And the people whose term expires, they can stay on for 40 days, and then they're off. But the president has 70 days. Yeah, the president has 60 days to appoint new members, and so this passed. So it's now the law.
Did you hear me on the radio?
No. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Then the other one.
Hey. Well, that's wonderful. For all those listeners, unfortunately, we only have about 2 minutes left to go. I know who this is. This is the Honorable Delegate from Shiprock, and it's Mr. Russell Begay, right?
Oh.
Oh, yeah? Hey, welcome. That's awesome. So, anyway, I don't mean to interrupt, so keep going.
Yeah, the other one was, more controversial also was, BHP wanted us to amend the agreement, and the amendment was release BHP from liabilities, all claims, past, present, and future claims against the operation of the mine, the condition of the mine, and so it passed. I tried to do an amendment to do a limited waiver, and meaning that I wanted them to still be liable for anything that they did in the past, present, and then anything that they might have done that would impact the life of a miner or the operation for in the future. But that was voted down, and then we went into voting on the amendment, and it passed. So basically, Navajo Nation Council passed legislation to waive all liabilities of BHP in operating the mine. So, I wish we didn't do that, but we did.
Oh, yep, my name is Cody. You are listening to Paul.
I really am looking forward to having more discussion on this. So if you would call in earlier next week, because we need to talk about this. So thank you for calling in. And listen in again next week. And thank you, Mr. Russell Begay, for calling in.
Oh.
Have a good evening, everybody.
My name is Cody, and you are listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, hosted by Cal Meds.